in the world. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, most importantly the author of a prescient book for the tragedy around us. Gaza Conflict 2021, Hamas, Israel, and 11 Days of War. Jonathan and I spoke of this some year or more ago, and the last paragraph is now chilling. Policymakers in Washington must remember that Hamas is a persistent threat to regional stability, and the politics of Gaza are a Gordian knot. These are well-armed terrorists who flagrantly violate the laws of war while receiving weapons, cash, and training from state sponsors who cheer for the decline of the American-led world order. This does not mean that Washington must support every Israeli action taken against them. However, it should be clear by now that until a solution arrives, Israel must do what any other country in the world would do, protect its own. Jonathan, a very good morning to you. What we're reading now, I'm told, is not as bad as it really is. Your thoughts, and when you first heard the news, this is Saturday morning, U.S. time, October 7th. Were you thinking of your 2021 book and the warning you published, or what, Jonathan? Good day to you.
Good day. I have to say I was just in total shock. There is no precedent for what transpired the other day. The attacks are of such a scale that I think there was no context. I simply cannot think of a time where a terrorist organization has carried out something of this scale other than perhaps 9/11. Now, of course, the death toll from 9/11 far exceeded what we saw in Israel. But of course, when you think about Israel being a country of only 10 million people, you begin to put this into context. Israelis are deeply shocked by this. This was, in fact, a blood orgy carried out by Hamas inside of Israel. And really, I think what Israelis are still trying to come to terms with right now is the way in which the Hamas terrorist organization, along with the regime in Tehran, were able to dupe Israeli intelligence, how they were able to penetrate Israel's defenses, how they were able to engage directly with the Israeli military and the Israeli police, and somehow come out on top and run away with 100 or perhaps even 150 or more hostages that are now going to be leverage for Israel. It is amazing to me that the crisis is actually not yet subsided. There are still, as of early morning here on Monday, there are still reports of ongoing terrorist infiltrations, tunnel infiltrations into the border communities where firefights and standoffs are still occurring. In other words, Israel has not yet resolved the crisis inside its own country. And I think it's for that reason we have not seen the next phase of Israel's reprisal.
Lessons learned, Jonathan. 2014, I was able to visit Israel and went to the south. And that was the first occasion I witnessed the actions coming out of Gaza as being determined to kill Israeli citizens. I believe at that time they were called murder tunnels. And the Hamas had penetrated under the wire, and there were I visited places where they heard scratching underneath them for weeks. Maybe it was hallucinated, maybe not, in retrospect. Again, in 2021, same tactics were used, and you explicate them in your book. And I'm going to guess that we saw, that we're going to learn there were similar tactics today. The question here is, how is it that Hamas is able to do this with security? I don't expect you to answer that question. It just comes back to me again that those murder tunnels were something that have been well known these many years, and yet it appears that they are very difficult to stop. Is that accurate, Jonathan?
They are difficult to stop. Look, Israel has created some it's a sonar radar system that has detected, I think, the vast majority of the tunnels. But counterterrorism is, one never stops a terrorist organization entirely. When I worked at the Treasury Department some years ago, we were constantly reminded as we tried to track terror finance and to try to stop Al-Qaeda from being able to mount attacks in this country, we were constantly reminded that, this is an imperfect science. One does whatever one can to inhibit the enemy, but it will not halt every possible attack by the enemy. We just need to stymie and frustrate the enemy as much as possible. This is what Israel has done on the with the tunnels. This is what Israel has done with the Iron Dome system, where it has been shooting down the vast majority of Hamas's rockets. Israel has halted most of the attempts by Hamas to cross the border fence, the barrier that Israel has constructed. And so this has been, I think, largely a success. What has just happened here over the last few days is Hamas has demonstrated that it is able to get past the defenses, that perimeter that Israel has constructed. And it is now time for Israel to begin to rethink its entire strategy. And John, just to be clear, that rethink may include Israel deciding to reconquer the Gaza Strip, right, an area roughly the size of Washington, D.C. It may include a full-on offensive that ultimately leads to the destruction of this Iran-backed terrorist organization. These are the sorts of things that Israel is now mulling.
I want to speak of the Gaza in a moment, but you mentioned Iran, so I must go to the headlines, Jonathan. Wall Street Journal in these last hours: Iran helped plot attack on Israel over several weeks. Subhead: the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps gave the final go-ahead last Monday in Beirut. This means Hezbollah, the first graph says it. Iranian security officials helped plan Hamas's Saturday surprise attack and gave the green light for the assault at a meeting in Beirut last Monday, according to senior members of Hamas and Hezbollah. That is significant because it adds that threat from the north. Now, we have a denial from Iran, from London. Iran denies its security forces, quote, helped plan Hamas attack on Israel, end quote. This is a subhead. Members of Hamas and Hezbollah claim that Saturday's deadly attack was planned in meetings with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. We have Ebrahim Raisi, the president of Iran, denying. At the same time, he praises the resistance efforts in Hamas. The reason I make all these details is we've got claim and counterclaim right now. It is logical that Iran is here. It has funded Gaza for years. Is this war right now a war with Iran, Jonathan? That's a question that's logical, but I can't see it in the news yet.
It's been a war with Iran. The way that I've always described it is that Iran has been fighting Israel to the last Palestinian and to the last Lebanese. And we have seen this war by proxy. One might call it a gray zone war. But this has been Iran's strategy. You don't ever see Iran tangling directly with the IDF. The IDF, of course, has changed that in recent years, where they have decided to bring the war to Iran through cyber attacks and occasional kinetic strikes. But by and large, Iran's strategy toward Israel has been to support proxies like Hamas, like Islamic Jihad, like Hezbollah, and in fact, other smaller groups over the years. And so what has just transpired here over the last few days is the latest attempt by Iran to mount serious attacks to erode Israel's deterrence. Now, look at the specifics about what exactly Iran provided in terms of instruction or in terms of perhaps even a cyber intrusion into Israel that precipitated the events the other day. We're still learning, I think, quite a bit. I think some of the reporting that we've seen out of the Wall Street Journal begins to elucidate what happens, but what happened, but I think we are still learning quite a bit about what exactly Iran's hand was. But let me just remind you of one thing. And we studied this at FTD. We looked at this back after the 2021 11-day war with Hamas. During that war, we learned about something that was being referred to by Hezbollah and Hamas and Iran They called it the nerve center. And we're still not sure whether this is a physical office or whether it is a virtual gathering. But our understanding is that the IRGC, these are the Islamic Republic's top military men, they have been working hand in glove with Hezbollah, with Hamas, with Islamic Jihad to coordinate the activities the violent activities against Israel in and around Israel's borders. So in Lebanon, in Gaza, in the West Bank, all directed inward toward Israel. This has been what has been going on now for the last 2+ years.
I'm speaking with Jonathan Shanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies and the author of a book, Gaza Conflict 2021, Hamas, Israel, and the 11 Days of War, the most recent events that can help us understand what is now going on. Fog of war has completely descended on the Middle East. When we come back, the scale of this is humbling, and the U.S. is now participating rhetorically and kinetically. What next does that mean for the Eastern Mediterranean? These wars are 50, 80 years old, and there are precedents in all directions, and none of them are happy. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.